Well, we're on the phone, folks, with Lori Wilhite. And I want folks to know you're not just a special lady, which we're going to talk about what you're doing with all these wonderful pastors' wives around the country, but you are Judd Wilhite's wife, and you guys are out there in Las Vegas. Judd was on the podcast just about a month and a half ago, and so we've got to ask, how are Judd and the family doing?
They're doing great. Yes, I will happily claim him. We are doing great in Vegas. Happy that summer has broken for us, which for us only means that we're under 100 degrees. So it's practically fall here, and we're very happy. But things are going wonderful. Thank you.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Do the leaves actually change color or even fall off in Vegas?
We have a couple of trees that will turn. Most of them don't. But, you know, most people are like me. I've already started pulling out the sweaters and the boots, and it's 98. But that's about as good as we're going to get for another few months. So we'll just embrace it.
That's awesome. Well, we have you on the podcast because I want folks to get to know you and the other ladies that I've had the pleasure of meeting and getting to know from Leading and Loving It. And so this is an organization that Lori and a few other of her friends said, hey, we're gonna get serious about this. And I think it's phenomenal. I think there's nothing like it. And so let's introduce it. Two questions to get us started, Lori. Number one, what is Leading and Loving It, and then how did it get started?
Well, Leading and Loving It is really a ministry that connects and encourages and equips pastors' wives and women in ministry. And it started really about 3.5 years ago. I had kind of come out of a time of, honestly, just some darkness and depression and really a lot of struggle with just my role as pastor's wife. We had moved here to Vegas, to Central when I was in my late 20s, and Central is a big church, and honestly, I felt very overwhelmed. I did not know what I was doing. I felt very isolated, and so I spent a couple of years really just kind of floundering, trying not to mess things up. That's really, I just didn't want to mess things up, and God kind of brought me out of that and got me back on my feet, gave me confidence in what he had called us to as a couple and to the ministry he had called us to. And it was at that time I started like looking around, looking online, trying to find other pastors' wives that had felt the way that I had felt and struggled with kind of some of the same things. I just could not find anything. At the time there just was very little online, and at least very little that I could kind of relate to. And so I started it just as like a, hey, maybe there's somebody else out there like me. And 3.5 years later, we're, you know, having the privilege to connect with tons of pastors' wives around the country, Australia, Europe, Canada, and getting to encourage them, help them find connection amidst a lot of isolation in ministry and in leadership. And we're having a great time doing it. It's a blast.
Well, Lori, as you and your team are connecting with these pastors' wives through the various events and retreats that you do, what are you hearing and what are you seeing as you connect with these pastors' wives?
Well, they're amazing women. I do think that there's kind of a sad epidemic going on right now amongst pastors' wives, and maybe it's always been there. I know that the struggles that we experience in leadership haven't really changed over the years. There's always been, you know, trouble finding friends. There's always been trouble with criticism, and those things have always been there. I think what has started to happen over the last few years is seeing so many more pastors' wives really struggle with depression. I just read a stat the other day that was 80-something percent of pastors' wives are struggling with depression. Seeing a lot of extramarital affairs going on with pastors' wives, and I think it's all just really indicative of the struggles that are going on in their personal lives, and unfortunately, when you have women that are totally unconnected, they have a lot of expectations that are put on them that they don't feel like they can meet. They constantly feel like they're falling short. They're not meeting some kind of typical pastor's wife standard that they think is out there. And when that happens over time, you know, amidst all the other pressures of ministry and of family and of sharing your husband with, you know, hundreds or thousands of other people, it starts to really wear on women, and especially when they don't have the ability to connect with other people and be encouraged by them. And so we're just seeing that start to play out. So we're trying to step in that gap and help them connect with each other. And what we've seen is that it's happening. You know, sometimes it's in person. A lot of times it's through our virtual groups. We have basically virtual small groups that they get together online. And as they're able to do that, they start to feel encouraged. They start to feel empowered. They start to feel better about themselves. They're facing the same things that somebody else is. So they don't feel so isolated in the challenges of ministry. And then they start to get healthy. And as people do that and get healthy and more confident in who God created them to be and more comfortable in what he called them to, then they go back into their marriages and into their ministries and into their churches in a lot healthier way. And then what we have is a better couple serving God and ministering in churches, which is what we all want to see happen.
Mm. Practically speaking, Lori, what would you or the pastor's wives that you've come in contact with, what would they say if they could share just one message with their church bodies about the role that they play and the support that they need, or something that they just feel like every church needs to know about them?
I think probably a couple of different things. One would be, I think people want their congregations to understand and give them permission to be who God created them to be, not the expectation that they might have, or not the perfect marriage and the perfect family, or the person who's at every single event, or who is amazing at speaking or whatever, but just to allow them the ability to be who God created them to be, to do the things that God called them to do, and give them some freedom and some grace in that. I think that's what we want for our church members. And, you know, it's what we want back as leaders, is to have the ability to do that as well. And then I think the second thing would just be to remember that the little things are the big things. I think sometimes we get so caught up in having to do the big things. We've got to do this big thing for our pastor. We got to honor him, and all of that's awesome. But not forgetting how important just a little note of encouragement is, or how important somebody walking up and grabbing your hands and praying for you in the hallway. And we have the privilege of doing that for our church members often. And I love getting to do that with our church members. But I will never forget, a few months ago, we were at church, and I looked over, and there were these four junior high boys who had surrounded Judd, and they had put their hands on his shoulders, and they were praying over him. And just watching that from, you know, across the room for me was so moving for me. That little bit encouraged me so much. And I think that's what pastors' wives need. They just need the little things, just those little touches of encouragement. Because we can't underestimate what a huge impact things like that can have on helping people continue on and persevere and go forward.
That's good. That's really good. And a good word for all of us to hear. Recently, Leading Loving had an opportunity to partner with Extreme Makeover Home Edition, one of the most popular shows on television, Sunday nights on ABC. And you guys came together and came up with an idea that I found to be super creative and very practical. Tell us what that partnership looked like and what happened.
Well, we ran a little mini makeover challenge contest, which was great. And it just gave our ladies the ability to nominate somebody in their church or in their community or a family friend, so maybe somebody far from God that just had a need, maybe a need to have a room redone or their yard redone, but really ultimately be super encouraged and blessed in that. And so we had lots of entries and lots of chatter about it. Everybody was very, very excited about the opportunity to bless somebody in their community. And we had one of a girl who actually has been part of Leading and Loving It for a long time, Vanessa, who ended up winning for a family in their church. And this family, like a lot of families here in America, have had a lot of struggles with jobs. He's lost his job a couple of times in the last 3 years, and God has just been really good to them and giving them strength and courage and you know, faith in the midst of all of that. They've ended up moving her parents and brother into their home as well. So it's them, their three boys, and now her parents and brother. And then they felt like God was calling them to adopt. And so as they've been pursuing that and all the struggles financially and all of that, this adoption is coming to fruition here in the next couple of months. So Vanessa nominated the Chapman family, and they won. And now she's going to be doing the nursery for this little girl that's going to come and join their family. And I know it's just a huge blessing for them. We've already gotten to see pictures of them planning and working on it. And I just know it's going to be a huge blessing for this family and for this little girl. And I know for Vanessa, just a huge blessing for her to get to serve them in a way that she wouldn't have been able to without this extreme makeover challenge and the mini makeover challenge that we were able to do. So it's an exciting time for them.
Yeah, great stuff. And by the way, I want to make sure that we really think practically here. If pastors or their wives are listening in here, or if you are a lay leader and you want to pass on some great information to your pastor's wife, how can we I know the website is leadingandlovingit.com, but talk about some of the events and offerings that you offer each year so folks can go check it out and get plugged in.
Yeah, I'd love that. Probably our two main things that we're doing currently are we have virtual community groups. You can see those all on our website. You can go through, find one that fits the role that you're in, and then they meet once a month with about nine other pastors' wives or women in ministry, and encourage each other, cheerlead each other, get advice from each other, pray for each other. It's almost like a small group via Skype. It's great. We also have local events that are launching out all across America. They just meet at maybe a church or a different location, and they get together. Sometimes it's 10 pastors' wives. Sometimes it's been 110, and get together and meet and connect and kind of put all of that, you know, church competition stuff to the side and just meet and encourage each other and be on the same team, and it's really great. And then in January we have coming up our online conference. This is our second one that we're doing. We've got amazing speakers. It's going to be 4 weeks, hour and a half sessions, and hopefully just be a real encouragement to those ladies. And then a year from right now we'll do our second retreat, and it'll be in Nashville, and you'll be able to find all the information about all of that on leadingandlovingit.com.
She is Lori Wilhite. The organization is Leading and Loving It. The website, leadingandlovingit.com. Lori, I'm a pastor's kid, and I got to tell you, watching my mom support my dad through ministry my whole life, this is such a vital, vital ministry, and I know God has been blessing it. And so for those of you listening in, do check it out. It is, it really is an oasis. And Lori, on behalf of Catalyst, thanks for, not only for your time today, but for being a catalyst and leading in this area. This is phenomenal work, and we're praying for you and the other ladies that are helping you lead.
Well, thank you so much, Ken. Really appreciate you guys so much.